we are just 8 days away from the Peterborough by-election. The city will go to the polls once again to elect a new MP. It's taking place after a recall petition successfully removed Fiona Onosanya from the seat following her conviction for perverting the course of justice. And on BBC Radio Cambridge, we're doing our best to invite all of those standing onto the programme during the campaign. And today, we're talking to the Green candidate, Joseph Wells. Good afternoon, Joseph. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I am delightful. What do you stand for then as a party, and what are the big issues as we look to the Peterborough by-election?
Well, first of all, let me tackle that in two ways. I think we need to look at how we've actually got here first, and I think how we've got here is purely down to a lack of leadership, aspiration, unity and integrity. And I think what we need to do is bring those back to Peterborough. And I think what the next MP needs to do is ensure that we have a united community going forward.
Which in these times, Joseph, you'll have to admit, is very difficult. If we take one of the big issues, Brexit, 60% voted leave in the city or the constituency of Peterborough. You yourself are fully behind the Remain movement. So how do you reunite such fractured divides?
Right. Well, first of all, I make absolutely no secret that I back the people's vote. It's something that I campaigned for. It's something that I've actually led on in the community. But I absolutely appreciate and agree that it's not the be-all and end-all of everything. So fundamentally, what we're calling for in the Green Party is what's called a citizens' assembly. So what we're aiming to do there is bring people from different walks of life, different backgrounds, bring them together so they can actually assess where we need to go with Brexit and physically take back control, as was promised during the referendum, and then actually find a way forward that's feasible for everybody.
But Joseph, as soon as you don't intend to uphold the referendum result, people are going to, from the Leave side, describe you as some sort of democracy denier or someone that isn't listening to what the people wanted originally.
Yeah, and naturally, I get those arguments pretty much every single day. I don't agree with them, naturally. But
why not then, Joseph? Are you saying enough has changed, have you, that warrants a second vote?
Well, no, I'm not saying that at all. But let me just put it into context. First of all, I come from a party and a background where we vote for all of our party, our policies and procedures and our setups. If something is going wrong with that, if we feel that something is not going right, guess what? We go back to our members with that vote. And I think that's fundamental if we're actually going to take back control, as was promised, and actually give it back to the people. Parliament is in deadlock at the moment. It cannot decide our future. And I think fundamentally, the grassroots need to do that. So I'm thinking here that if you don't want a sovereign parliament or you don't want a sovereign people, what do you want?
Right, OK. Let's move on then from Brexit and some of the massive issues that are going on across Peterborough. Let's talk housing, if that's all right, Joseph. We have a rise in the amount of homeless people in Peterborough. We have the City Council who are trying to build more homes, but they're also spending millions of pounds on putting people into temporary accommodation. And we're still not building enough homes. So what's the solution, do you think, Joseph?
Right. Well, a lot of parties have always been good at pitching how to build more homes. Social housing in particular has been a particular problem for us. But what the Green Party is aiming to do is introduce a new duty for the Bank of England to constrain house price growth through its monetary and financial levers.
Right. OK. And in terms of taking people off the streets that are sleeping rough in Peterborough?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have one of the highest homelessness rates in the east of England. And, you know, naturally, normally, I'm not saying we're anywhere near close to this. We bring in what's called a citizen's income, where every citizen would basically benefit from having regular income, irrespective of what their employment status or their homelessness status is.
And where does that money come from, Joseph? And how do you know it's being spent correctly?
Right. Well, fundamentally, as I've just said, I think we're quite a long way off of achieving that. I think we need better administration in HMRC, for example. And I also do actually think that whoever takes over, not just as MP, but even as the next Prime Minister, is going to inherit an absolute mess. And this is one of the core problems that they're going to have to sort out.
And have the local elections and then the European elections changed possibly your outlook on the result of the by-election? Because the Greens, alongside the Lib Dems, and of course on the other side, the Brexit Party, seem to have the momentum.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the Green Party is actually having the best year ever in terms of its results. We've had the best local election results ever and European election results. So in terms of how we pitch that now, I think we have a chance here to make a breakthrough at parliamentary level and actually force through that second MP, that being myself, to join alongside the inspirational Caroline Lucas and work with her in Parliament.
So you think you can win it?
I think there's always a chance. By-elections tend to be dodgy results anyway. And as I've said, we're off the back of the strongest results that the Green Party has ever had.
Well, the environment, Joseph, has never been more prominent in the news. So it's probably a good time to be standing as a Green Party candidate. We wish you all
Absolutely.
The luck. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.